one of the best, people friendly, and it's just great.
Amazing, good. A wonderful experience.
I loved it.
Nice. Oh, excellent.
That was great. Super. Wonderful. Marvelous. Excellent. Enjoyable. Fantastic. Joyous.
This is the 2013 Oroville Marathon, ladies and gentlemen.
Extremely
nice.
Excellent.
Oh, it was awesome.
Superb location.
So exciting.
Great job.
Well organized.
I really enjoyed.
Fantastic organization.
A great experience.
It feels really good. It was a beautiful event.
Really fantastic.
Super. Excellent.
Good.
Good.
It was good.
Happy, sir.
Oroville welcome is exceptional. Phenomenal. I'm coming back next year.
She's even got her bag to advertise the event, and they've done it in 4 hours, 12 minutes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Andre from the Eurovision Radio.
All right.
What is your name?
Anil.
And where are you from?
Hyderabad.
Did you enjoy the march?
Yeah, it was really good run. This is my personal best timing. Yeah. And this ID competed in 152. So 1 hour 52 minutes. It was a really good run.
You ran the full marathon?
No, no, the half.
Half marathon.
Yeah. All of us competed the half, and all of us are from Hyderabad. Hyderabad Runners Group.
How many of you are from Hyderabad?
Around 40 of us. 40 of us came from Hyderabad.
Yeah. And did you enjoy the trail?
Yeah, it's my first trail run. I've never done the trail run so far. And I enjoyed it a lot. The Oroville, the place, and the aid stations, everything was good.
You will come back next year, maybe?
Yeah, I would. I would, for sure.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And what is your name?
I'm Devyani.
Good morning, Devyani.
Good morning. I enjoyed my run a lot, and the arrangements were awesome. I think your people and the aid stations, whenever we wanted, it was there. And this is my third time. I've come back the third time.
In Oroville.
So, yes. So I really enjoy the environment, the surroundings, and the people, the way they cheer and all that. I'll come back. All of us are from Hyderabad Runners. We have 40 people group who just come. We run various marathons, like we did the Bombay, Mumbai Marathon on 20th. So this is one of the best in arrangements and everything.
It's for the arrangement or something else? What do
you... The environment, everything. I think we rank it one of the best, people friendly, and it's just great. That's why we come back again and again. Thank you very much.
And what do you will like to have next year? Something to improve.
Something to improve. You can't help the humidity, right?
Not
that's
yet.
That's the worst part of it. I think other than that, everything is just great. I think you are doing a great job.
So we will
I'm very happy.
We will ask the divine to reduce a little bit the humidity,
humidity
next year.
Yeah. That's, we are in from Hyderabad, where the humidity is not much, and we need to get train in this kind of conditions to do better, I think. Yeah.
Did you drink water?
Yeah, I did. See how I'm sweating.
Thank you.
It's just great. Thank you very much.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Andrea from the Oroville Radio, and okay. You are?
Sushmita.
From?
Hyderabad Runners.
Okay. How it was?
Was amazing. Well, I'm going to come next year again and kill myself. It was killing, but good. Good. A wonderful experience. I mean, yeah. Thank you. Thanks for hosting this. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Oroville Radio. This is my first half marathon outside Hyderabad. I did good job, but it was very humid, sunny, and I still could manage to get below 2.5. So I think it was good. Trails are good. I never did trails before, so it's good experience for me. Thank you so much, Oroville, for organizing this. Thank you.
And your name?
My name is Pawan Kumar. This is my second half marathon outside Andhra Pradesh. So it's good. I loved it. Maybe next year I'll come here again so that I can do my personal best or improve my best.
There is something that you would like to make it better in this marathon? Something that your wife has suggested?
Nothing, is everything well organized. Nothing. Good. Organizing is good.
Maybe lowering the temperature a little bit.
Yeah.
It is humidity. Nothing humidity. Like it.
We cannot have it. That is not
eight,
on hand.
Eight stations, it will be really good.
Eight
stations, stack support, like water, we should be like second loop. We are having a lot of water than the first loop. So if the second loop, by the time we have few more eight stations, so it will be really helpful.
And your name?
Sunil Verma.
From
Hyderabad Runners, yes.
So we are all
Hyderabad Runners.
Hyderabad family.
Yeah. Oh,
thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks, Aravil.
Thank you
for organizing.
Good morning, Shita.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
Yeah, good.
You ran this morning?
Yes.
Half, thank you.
Half marathon.
Oh, my God.
Half marathon.
Can you share something, this experience as Aurovillian running in Aurovill?
Yeah, it was really nice to see everybody running, and it was a beautiful morning. It wasn't too hot, and it was nice to see my friends. It was nice. The aid station was nice. Everything was so well organized. This is my first marathon, so it was a really nice experience.
Next year?
Yeah, next year also.
You're going to make the full one?
No, next year half, but hopefully a lesser time.
You're going to make lesser time?
Yeah.
You're not happy about your...
Oh, no, I'm very happy. For the first time, I've done better than I had imagined, so... But
there is something that you would like to improve next year?
Yeah, my speed.
A part of it?
No, it's speed, that's all. Yeah, that's good.
So the organization is fine, nothing is more...
Oh, you mean improve from
the...
Oh, no, the organization is beautiful. It's beautiful. Everything is great. Everything is great. Everybody's so supportive and encouraging, and it's really nice. And the route is really nice. So, but for me, it's like running at home, running in my garden. So
that's good.
I love it.
So discover your garden, maybe.
Yeah, I've been running my garden every Sunday for the last 2 months. So no, it's all great. Thank you, Aurovill Marathon organizers. Great job.
Thank you very much, Imshita.
Thanks. See you.
Another full marathon runner coming through now. Look at her go. Oh yes, she's powering to a finish with a time of 3 hours and 55. Go, doesn't matter. 3 hours, 55. Congratulations, what a run.
Where the registration took place.
Good morning.
If you go to the registration.
I'm Andrea from the Aurovill Radio. Your name?
Keitra.
You are from?
Chennai.
So it's your first experience in Aurovill as a...
Yeah, it is first experience. Superb terrain. It's very nice. And the support of the people, very nice.
Aurovill Marathon, and we're welcoming the winners.
You ran the full marathon or the half marathon?
Half marathon.
It's half marathon. 2 hours.
I completed in 2:12.
Congratulations on finishing the 10K.
And this is the first time I'm running Aurovill, so it's a very different experience.
Now, I'm assuming in which way is different? In which way it's different experience?
The trail is different. It's not the usual road run. It's something different. So that's something nice.
4 hours.
What did you enjoy the most of this experience?
The weather, the cheering of the people, and also the support. Basically, and everything
actually. So, are you going to come back to run the next
year? Yeah, sure. I will.
And you ever been before in Aurovill?
Huh? No. This is the first time I'm running Aurovill.
How did you perceive it all, running around the Aurovill? How did you perceive this place, apart from the run?
This place, I knew it. Everyone had told me this is a difficult terrain and all, so I was kind of prepared, but yeah, I didn't. It was actually nice, very nice.
Something that you would like to change and make it better next year? There is some suggestion to give to the organizer? Some suggestion to give to the organizer to make it better?
No suggestions. Everything is perfect.
Okay. Thank you very much. Good morning.
Hi.
Your name?
My name is Rekha Sudarshan. I did the half marathon today.
From?
From Chennai. Dream Runners.
Okay, how it was?
Pardon?
How it was?
Oh, excellent. We loved the terrain and it was really well organized and we loved it. Loved it.
At the first time that you are running?
Yeah, this is my first run here. Yes.
How did you come to know?
I came to know because a couple of my friends have done it last year and the previous year. And we've heard, and my mom is a big devotee of Aurobindo. She comes to Auroville regularly.
Yeah.
So I love this place and that's why I ran here.
So now we have a devotee of Auroville Marathon.
Yes. Yes. I will come back next year too. I love it.
And you ever been in Auroville before?
I've not come so far. I've just come to that globe there and that's it. I've not come so far, but this place is beautiful. It's so well maintained. And I mean, it's nothing like running in nature, and that's what we loved.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Half marathon winners.
How it was the chocolate?
It's great. Chocolate's really nice. It's a very nice taste, and I enjoy eating chocolate, but I can't eat it before I go to bed. Because if I eat it before I go to bed, I don't sleep. So I have to eat it before 12 o'clock.
49 minutes. How it was running?
Running?
Yeah.
That was great. Super. Wonderful. Marvelous. Excellent. Enjoyable. Fantastic. Joyous.
This is the 2013 Auroville Marathon, ladies and gentlemen.
Extremely
nice.
Runners
good.
Record-breaking
That's
event.
It, man. It was good fun.
We thank you all for your participation.
You finished the adjectives.
Huh?
You finished the adjectives.
Yeah, I finished the adjectives. There's no more adjectives That's left. Correct. It was.
You can use some negative adjectives.
No. It was great. Everything was wonderful. It was really nice. Very enjoyable. You should do it next year. It's a nice feeling.
Okay, and you are Paul?
Yes.
From Auroville?
Yes.
Paul Benchflower?
Yes, exactly.
You are
got all of that right.
Full marathon.
Okay, thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
Thank
you. All right.
Red Fit meets half marathon. Raga is looking for you. Come here to the microphone area.
Good morning, Sundar.
Hi, morning.
I'm Andrea from the Auroville Radio, and you are from?
I'm from Bangalore. I work for a logistics firm, and this is my first time at Auroville, and my fourth half marathon in the last 4 months.
How it was?
Excellent. Beautiful trail. I don't mind the timings, just to the beauty of the trail will keep make me keep coming back.
And what did you enjoy the most? What was different from other marathons?
Just the spirit, each one encouraging the other. I love that. So there's no competition, it's only a sort of companionship.
Your name is Siddesha.
Yes.
You are from?
Bangalore.
So, you arrived after how many kilometers?
Full marathon. Yeah.
So how it was?
Oh, it was awesome. I did sub 4. That was my dream, to do a sub 4 here. And I did it on time. I was 3:55. And the arrangement is great. People are good. And get a lot of help, and I love it.
It's your first time in Auroville?
No, this is it's 19th or 20th. And this is first in my, of course, Auroville is first.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
All of Bangalore and RFL proud here.
I did 3:55. Yeah, I wanted sub 4 and I got it.
You made it?
Yes.
And how are you going to make celebrate?
Probably celebrate. Okay, I got to first text my daughter and son, tell them I did sub 4, and they'll be more than happy. First of all, they'll be happy that I'm hale and healthy. Second, when I tell them it's sub 4, they'll be very, very happy. And I think we'll have beer or something. We go to a joint. We have a lot of friends here running, and we'll have that.
Okay, thank you. And thank you. Thank you very much.
ask her.
No, I don't ask her. She didn't run.
Just ask her.
So, you are not from India?
I'm not, no.
So, what is your name?
Brian McCarthy.
From?
Ireland.
And what are you doing in Auroville?
Auroville, just visiting. Living in Bangalore at the moment. So I noticed that they had a marathon on here and I said it'd be a nice opportunity to come see the place.
And did you see it?
Yeah, very much. It's all around. 26 miles of it. So yeah, it was very good.
You ran the half marathon?
Full.
Full marathon?
Full morning, yeah.
You were happy?
Yeah, very happy. Yeah, it was very well organized. It's a superb location and it was a gorgeous morning for it as well. So it was great to get out. It's lovely.
Is the first time that you come in Oroville? Is the first visit that you have?
Actually, second time to come to Oroville. So, second visit to Pondicherry. And just last time was just a brief visit to the visitor centre and had a look around. Was quite impressed with the place. So, thought it'd be lovely to come back and actually do a run that was organised here as well. So, when I saw it advertised on the internet, I thought definitely have to come back and try it.
So, is the first time that you ran in Oroville?
Yes, first time I have ran in Oroville, yeah.
But you are running... Usually, I mean.
I try to, occasionally, from time to time.
Making 40 kilometers is not something that happens occasionally.
Yeah, well, you know, first marathon, I guess. So, but yeah, it's good, yeah. Every now and again, just try to get into it. So it's nice, and when there's a good crowd like this, and really well organized and stuff as well, it's always nice to come along to these places. So, and plus, you got a beach to relax, and then for the afternoon as well, so it's not too bad.
Okay. Something that you want to share that I didn't ask you?
Sorry?
Something that you want to share, but I didn't ask you?
No, thanks very much for the opportunity of visiting Oroville and seeing this place, and it was a great opportunity, so thank you for hosting this event.
Thank you very much, Brian. And now it's your turn.
Oh, are you a journalist?
Yeah.
For who?
Oroville Radio.
Oh, okay. I'm a radio producer as well.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So just looking at your mic. Nice mic.
Okay. It works, I mean. So you are here watching to the marathon.
Yeah. My friend Brian just ran the full marathon, so I thought I'd come and cheer him on.
And how it was?
It was so exciting. I was here when the very first runners were coming through from the 10K and the half marathon, and it's just nice being able to clap them on and tell them that they look strong at the finish, and yeah, it was a lot of fun.
You are working from some media in Bangalore? Or?
Yeah, I'm a correspondent.
From which media?
I'm originally from Chicago.
So from US?
Yes, USA.
So what are you going to report?
Well, from today I'll report that my friend Brian ran a damn good race. And that Oroville's really beautiful. I'd never been to Pondicherry before. It's nice.
Okay, the first time that you see one?
Pondicherry, yeah. I've never been to Pondi before.
And what you perceive from your stay in Oroville?
A lot of white people. I've never seen this many white people in one place. So that's different. From the other places I've traveled. It seems really well organized, well maintained, and you can definitely feel this community, like the sense of community that people have here. So, sorry. Yeah, so that's nice.
Okay, so you are going to come back?
Definitely. Made some friends who offered some accommodation, so now I have to come back.
And run?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll run next time, next year.
Okay, thank you very much. Your name?
Siri.
Thank you, Siri. Rajesh, please stay. Don't move. You are sitting on the Palmyra, a neem tree.
Yeah.
And a piece of cardboard.
Yes, it's a great feeling. I'm feeling completely relaxed. I could better my timing, but it is hell of an experience. It was, and I had to lie down immediately after completing. But I'm happy that I could better my timing. But what I would advise if somebody is listening to this is that never run without proper training. It requires a proper, consistent training. And if you train, then you can run better. And I would like to kind of congratulate the organizers. They are doing a great job. This is my fourth Oroville Marathon. This is, I think, fourth. First, I did not run, and then one I missed in between. From second onwards, I'm running consistently here.
So you are in love with Oroville somehow, with the marathon of Oroville?
Yes, I love running, and it is really a feeling which is beyond explanation. When you are completely exhausted, no inhibitions, it is a great feeling, and that is the feeling which motivates you to keep running.
Sort of meditation.
It's yes, yeah. You are not bound with different kinds of thoughts and no inhibitions. See, my friend was telling me, don't lie on without cardboard. I said, how does it matter? Let me just lie down. Yeah. But I'm sorry, I could scare my friend. He saw me lying down. He thought I'm collapsing or something.
You're not collapsing.
No.
So I'm taking rest.
Sorry?
Taking rest.
Yeah, taking rest. I'm enjoying.
And you run for how many kilometers?
I ran for half marathon, 21 kilometers. And this is the fourth time I'm running 21 kilometers. I have a dream that someday I will run full marathon, but I'm not very particular about that dream anymore.
No, maybe with proper training, as you said.
Yeah, that is a dream that if I can consistently train, then probably yes. But, you know, balancing the job demand and this is not that easy. So I'm happy whatever I'm doing. And he's my friend, whom I scared.
But you are not scared?
No, I'm quite okay now.
Okay, so and where are you from?
Sorry?
Where are you?
I'm from Pondicherry University. And both of us teach there. Yes, we are teachers.
Teaching what?
We are teaching earth sciences, geology.
Yes. And have you ever been before in Oregon?
Yes, yes. We keep coming because I'm there in for last 10 years. So we frequently visit Oroville. And some of our colleagues even work with Oroville people for some projects and all. Half marathon,
21. Okay.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What is your name?
Aditya.
And you are from?
Delhi.
New Delhi.
Yeah.
So you came to run the marathon?
No, actually, my dad got a transfer to Chennai, so from there we came to run the marathon.
Okay, so it's your first time that you come in Oroville?
Sorry?
It's the first time that you come in Oroville?
No, this is my second time. Last year I came and ran a 5K.
Last year?
Yeah.
How it was last year, running the 5K?
Yeah, it was a bit, the trail road was a bit difficult, but this time it was good.
So you ran this time or not this year?
Sorry?
Did you run this year? Did you run this year?
Yeah, this time I did a 10K.
You did 10K?
Yeah.
So you improved quite a lot.
Sorry?
You made double of the same, the road that you did last year.
Yeah.
So how it was this year?
This was a bit difficult than last year, but it was good.
And you are running usually, or it's something that it's happen only when you come in Oroville?
Yeah, I regularly run near my house in Chennai. In Chennai, I used to run regularly, do 5Ks.
Okay, can you tell me again your name?
Aditya Sharma.
From Chennai?
Yeah.
And you are from New Delhi?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Vanakkam.
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 Vanakkam. Vanakkam Chennai.
Okay,
Vanakkam,
so.
Pondicherry. Vanakkam Pondicherry. Vanakkam Oroville.
To scream too much. Kanimuthu.
Yeah, Kanimuthu.
He's our coach.
He's a coach. So, coach, how it was today?
Today was very, very superb. Our teammates also done very nicely. What are you? Excitement. Then, what I say?
It's all fun.
It's all fun.
It's all fun.
This is all by TCS Fit for Life team. Yeah. From Chennai Variation Center. SNR. And Siruchari, Chennai One, and Velachery, all
this
together.
TCS means Tata Consultancy Services. So he is also one of our leads. Yeah. He's there. All our friends.
Go ahead. Senior men from Ashram.
And,
well organized run.
Okay. So your name is
Raj. Raj. You can call me Raj.
Raj
Singh.
King
Sager. King Maker. Raj means it's king.
Okay. So
Raj. Okay. He takes care. He takes care of all our arrangements to run nicely at our office.
Okay.
How it was run today?
Fantastic. Fantastic. Well organized. We enjoyed it.
It's the first time that you run in Oroville?
First time in Oroville. First time. And first time half marathon.
How it was?
Good.
You are used to running the hot climb?
Yeah, we have a coach, so we used to practice. But not for long run, maybe short runs, maybe 10 kilometer run we were doing. This was the first one. It's a bit challenging, but it was enjoying.
And you have been in Oroville before this event?
No.
Good. So how did you perceive Oroville running into the road of Oroville, the dirty road of Oroville? How is your perception of this place?
Perception is, I already know that this is an excellent place because I had been here some 2 decades back when Oroville was coming up.
Okay? 20 years ago, yes. It was not even 1-3 probably.
Yeah, and now it's a dramatic change. We really enjoyed it.
Three months back, I came with my son. He wanted to see the globe, that Oroville globe and all that. See, Mathe Mandir.
Your name is
Venu. Venu. So, I'm basically from Pondicherry only. But I enjoy coming to this place. And I knew that this is a tough terrain to run. So, I took it as a challenge and I came run. So, it was an enjoyable run.
It's the first time that you run in a trail?
Yes. 21 kilometers. It's the first time I completed.
Okay, so you enjoyed.
Enjoyed.
There is something that you would like to suggest to the organizer, to the Oroville community, to make it better next year?
So keep organizing like this. This is a fantastic organization. It is awesome. It was very fun.
Balaraj,
Balraj.
Balraj. Yeah. So, what about you?
Yeah, it was fine. It's the first time I'm participating in that 10K. It was fine, but I feel a little stuck and it's good. Overall, the main organization, everything good. They are organizing well. It's nice. It's like an adventure and it's the overall good.
And you are from?
Yeah, I'm from Chennai.
Chennai?
Yeah, he's my master. The one and only Kanimuthu.
One and only.
The Striders. Striders member.
Without him, he couldn't.
He can't.
Okay, can you explain what did you teach? How did you train your group to come in?
We concentrate for the first basic fitness level. And then we'll train for slowly, gradually improve for the basic endurance. And also we concentrate for our conditioning training. Like squat exercise and everything, and finally we did for a stretching exercise, static type of stretching exercise. It will be give for the muscle soreness, avoid the muscle soreness while you are running a prolonged period for a 21K or 42. No? It will be avoid for a, more than it's good for a stretching. They'll start for the TCS Fit for Life worldwide and overall India. Overall in the TCS company, they are all joined with the TCS Fit for Life. They'll gain health, good health, and they also nice and. She's one of the trainees, Rashmi.
Good morning, your name?
Rashmi.
Rashmi.
Yes.
Then I mic hand over to Rashmi and she shared everything.
She started running only to reduce the weight. But
no!
It's a fact. But okay. Now she is very fit. You see that. That is a very important thing.
It's a great experience.
How they train. So, how did you train yourself for the run? It's not a How did you prepare yourself?
TCS Fit for Life.
Okay.
They trained us and it's a great experience actually. Yeah.
You are with other girls, no?
Huh?
How many girls came?
Five. Yeah.
And how many men? How many men?
Men like 15, 20.
Okay. It's growing, the group of the ladies group?
Yeah.
It's growing.
Yeah, it's growing.
Okay. And did you enjoy?
Yeah, very much.
Now you need rest?
Yeah, kind of. Thank
okay.
you.
Your name again?
Rashmi.
Okay, Rashmi. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Hi.
Good morning, Marie.
Good morning.
So, you are eating bananas?
I am eating bananas, yeah.
After how many kilometers?
42.
My God.
They taste very good.
It's very good, and you look like you're just waking up.
Why, thank you. I don't feel like that inside.
No? So, how it was?
It was incredible. Yeah, it was amazing. I didn't have a lot of expectations this year, but I'm really happy with how it went. So...
Running 42 kilometers means a lot of training.
It is. It's that we have a 16-week program, and I actually was out for 5 of those weeks, so it was a mental challenge to kind of come back. It is a lot of training. The marathon is the tip of the iceberg. In fact, the real stuff is the training. This is just the kind of fun event at the top.
So today we are on the top.
Yeah.
How do you feel in the top?
I feel like I'm flying. It feels really good. It's a total act of surrender, actually. Beautiful in that way.
Okay, you did surrender today.
Repeatedly, again and again.
Okay, so we are learning.
Oh, it's a constant learning process.
That's very important.
Moment by moment. I mean, it's incredible in that way. Why else would I do it?
Yeah, and I'm just a little curious about how is it for an Oroville running in Oroville?
Oh, anyway, Oroville, I mean, you see this, how it's grown in popularity. People are coming for the trees and the oxygen and the non-corporate sponsors and the, you know, like, I mean, no advertisements as such. People are coming for the spirit also, not competition, but for the spirit of running, I feel. And it feels nice. There's a nice feeling around it.
So did you manage to talk with other participants, and what did you perceive from them?
Actually, you know, interestingly enough, in past years, there's been more talk amongst participants while we're running. This year, it was a lot more concentrated. There was actually a very strong moment of silence at 5 a.m. just before we were about to start. I've never felt that on any start line ever, anywhere. It was like a silence kind of descended, and I was surprised, but it was really beautiful. So we didn't chat much, actually, this year.
Okay, we talk on making surrender.
Yeah, anyway, that's an internal talk. Anyway, yeah, it was a beautiful event. I'm so grateful for the organizers, the volunteers were just tremendous this year. Really encouraging and all wearing their nice gray t-shirts, and you could spot them very easily, and there was ample water and food at each aid station, and it was nice.
Okay, so I let you go.
Thank you.
Maybe training or maybe resting, I don't know.
So a good sleep.
Okay, thank you very much,
Ingemarie. Thank you so much. Thank you.
I'm from Pondicherry. I run a business on Nehru Street, Maison Honesty. Probably you know.
Yeah.
Most of the Olivellians, they know my shop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The second time I'm doing. It's really fantastic. Only complaint is you should have some more drummers here.
More drummers?
Every kilometer, a batch of drummers.
Okay.
Because that makes me run 2 minutes faster a kilometer. What do you say?
It's a good idea. We have just to find more drummers.
Less of refreshments and more of drummers.
Okay. And did you run 10 kilometers?
I did the 10 kilometers.
How it was?
Fantastic. Very good. The second time, and I did a little better than last year. Very, very interesting. Exciting. We'll do it again.
You will do it again?
Yes.
That's great.
Until I can run.
Forever more, probably.
Keep practicing a little bit, as much as I can, and keep running.
And you are used to run trails like that?
No, I used to run during college days. We used to have the cross-country from the sports zone, Ashram, till the Mathri Mandir. That was in the 70s, so I'd stopped in the middle. Now with the Oroville Marathon, which has taken off, started running back again.
Very good. For your health and also for your...
Yes, yes.
Mental.
Really, it makes you come together and participate and see what others are doing also for fun.
Yeah, and you are in Oroville, living close by Oroville since so long.
Yes.
How do you perceive the community running in this place? There is something that you can say, sharing with our listeners, not good, not bad, whatever your feelings.
I think only in Oroville we can have an event like that. I don't think there's any other place you can organize an event like the Oroville Marathon. Simply because here it's not a race really. It's a participation. You give your best, and whether you come 10th or 100th, it doesn't matter. Whereas in most of the competitions you're running, to get a place, to get a prize. So this is not the case here. That's why it's the most probably the best. And I'm sure many would agree with me that this is the best, one of the best run here. How long you have been here?
10 years.
Okay.
Not like you. But
we have been from the day...
Day zero.
Of the day zero, if you call it, yes. From the day we had that, the earth of all countries being poured into the urn, yes, 1968.
And that, I think, it's a great result, because finally it's not anymore hearts from country, but people from country.
Not only that, things, when we used to run here, we used to be like a desert. Mm. Nothing at all. You had to look for a shade. Now you have to look for sun. You have shade everywhere. Lot of trees.
So some positive changes is happening.
Lot of positive changes. Lot need to be done, I think. But it's good.
Yeah. It's growing.
It's growing. Growing the right direction. That's what is important.
Oh, that's very good. Thank you very much,
welcome.
Sundar.
Thanks a lot.
And
thank you.
See you next year.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
Can I interview...
Me.
You. Your name?
Sudhir Ahuja.
Sudhir. From?
Chennai.
And how it was today?
Super. I'm taking part in a race after almost 1 year. And I came here, I thought I'll do 10, but I amazed myself by doing half.
Wow.
Great.
You didn't force yourself?
I had actually registered for half, but I practiced. Max I did was only 8.5K in the last 4 weeks. So I thought I'll do only 10. But once I hit the trail and I see all the enthusiasm around me, go for it.
It was a good enthusiasm bring.
Very good. Excellent. The vibes are so nice. You know, all the people around you and all these volunteers. They're amazing people. And they cheer you up so much.
So you have experience in running marathon?
Yes. This is my 10th.
Okay.
10th half.
10th half. And that's great.
That's great.
You are smiling like a happy child.
I am a child.
That's great. Something that you would like to share with the people that are organizing the marathon, the Eurovillians, to make it better next year?
For me, as far as I see it, Oroville has always done, it's so different from others that I enjoy being here. This is my second time I'm here, and I enjoy it.
But you come in Oroville only for the marathon?
No, I come to Oroville. And I live in Chennai, so I've been coming to Pondicherry. All my birthdays I come to Ashram, and I come to Mathri Mandir. So I've lived in Oroville for some time.
Okay, so you're part of the family?
I am.
Somehow. Big family.
It is. It is an international family.
Very big. We have not been close in our little
Yes.
Border. It's
very. But you're our extended family, the whole world.
Yes. So what? We have to welcome everybody as much as we can.
Correct.
Okay.
We are on our way.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I see you next time.
Pleasure meeting you.
Yes, thank you.
Bye.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, you ran the 5 km this morning?
Yeah.
What is the name?
Deepan.
Deepan.
Yeah.
And how it was running this 5 km?
Good.
Did you enjoy?
Yes.
You are using to run? You are used to run? Or it's the first time that you run 5 km?
Yeah.
First time?
Yes, this is the first time.
Okay, and your name?
My name is Pavitran. Pavitran.
Pavitran. From?
Oroville.
Oroville.
Yeah.
How it was running this 5 km?
It was good and enjoyable. Yeah, and it was good.
Did you prepare yourself? You make some training for a marathon at school?
Yeah.
With Rajiv?
No.
We are going in which school we are going?
I am in the study.
Okay.
And we were doing practice in our community.
Okay. And your name?
Ruben.
Ruben. So, for you?
I run the 10 kilometers.
Oh, how old are you? How old are you?
12. It was hard, but I did it. We trained in sports. We did the training in sports.
They are Shakti?
Yeah.
And how it was the training?
Good.
Today you make 10 kilometers run.
Yes.
Are you happy?
Yeah, I'm happy.
You gonna run again?
Yes, next time.
Next year?
Yeah, next year.
You will like to run something else, others?
21?
I mean, you will run other. You will run again before next year?
Yeah.
You like to run?
Yeah.
And your name?
Madan.
Magan. Good morning. So, what did you enjoy the most today, this morning?
Today, I had some pain when I was running.
Where?
In my knee.
Oh, you?
After I managed, I walked a little bit. And then at last, I sprinted.
10 kilometers also?
No, I was doing 5K.
5K. Did you train for that?
For 10?
No, for 5.
Yeah, I did.
At school?
At sports.
At sports ground. Okay, you are going to run again next year?
Yeah, I'm running since 3 years.
Okay, this is the third marathon that you're doing.
Yeah.
And in these 3 years, have you seen any change in the marathon? That you say it was better before and now it's better? There is something that has changed?
Yeah, last time I thought it was more harder than this one.
So getting easier?
Yeah.
And how old are you?
I'm 11.
11 years old. From which place?
I'm coming from New Creation.
New Creation, in Kulapale. Okay, thank you very much. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I'm disturbing you. You are hitting.
Full marathon.
You ran 42 kilometers this morning.
Yes, sir.
And how it was?
How it was? Full marathon, sir. Full marathon.
And how it was making the full marathon?
Full marathon. No, sir. Full marathon player is. Thank you.
Happy?
Happy, sir.
Which city?
City, Chennai.
Chennai. Tamil Perina.
Tamil, sir. Tamil.
Meaning Tamil Kunjung Kunjung.
Kunjung Kunjung. Tamil, sir. Full Tamil. English is.
Kunjung Kunjung.
English Kunjung Kunjung.
Me Tamil Kunjung Kunjung.
Tamil, full Tamil.
You. 42 kilometers.
Yes, 42.
Happy?
Happy, sir. Happy. Oh, no risk. No full risk. Marathon player, yes. Practice, no. Coaches, no.
Practice, no.
Coaches, no. Myself, improve full marathon player.
In Perina?
Huh?
In Perina?
Sir?
Your name, Imperina?
Raja Markandan.
Raja Mandika.
Raja Markandan. Raja Markandan.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, bye. Thank you. I see many kids here. What is happening?
No. They are kids from Ananya.
They run here?
Yeah, they ran 10K.
So, how it was for them?
10k 25.
It's nice.
Nice.
Big pass.
Nice.
Nice.
10 kilometers.
Yeah. 10 kilometers.
What is your name? My name is Mamta.
I am 5 kilometers.
I am 20 kilometers.
20 kilometers, you ran?
No, he's telling lies.
Telling lies.
5 kilometers. I am 5 kilometers.
What's your name?
Andrea, my name. What is your name?
Ashwini.
Ashwini.
Where are you from, uncle?
Uncle, I'm living here in Oroville. After 10 years, I'm Indian like you, almost. I'm from Italy now.
You are not going to your country?
Sometime.
What is your name, uncle?
Andrea.
Huh?
Andrea. So,
uncle, what's your name?
Did you enjoy the run? Then?
Yes!
And you will come again next year?
Yes!
Hi, I ran.
What is your name, uncle?
Andrea.
Oh, half.
Andrea.
So, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
So much.
You're
from the radio?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you talk to him?
It's a little busy. I don't want to disturb
him. Okay, you can talk to him. He's a friend of mine. Maybe you should listen to his story. It's quite inspiring.
But I'm doing the interview with the kids.
You can interview
next, maybe next time.
Yeah, sure.
Uncle, you're a friend. Uncle,
no.
You're not German.
Not German.
Switzerland.
Thank you. Can I disturb you? Sure. My name is Andrea. I'm from the Oroville Radio, and you are Hug.
Hugh. Hugh is my name. Yes.
Hugh.
I'm originally from UK.
And living in India.
I've been living in India now for 13 and a half years in Tamil Nadu. Yeah.
You are Tamil master, almost.
I'm not Tamilian, but I know a few of the customs.
Okay, so I'm sorry that I'm interrupting you. When are you taking your food? Just I have some question about, no, more than question. I'm asking you to share your feelings about this marathon.
Yeah, sure. Well, it's quite a tough marathon because you start the first loop. You're doing the first 14 or 15 kilometers in more or less darkness. And that's through forests and over rough trails. And we have little flashlights, but one of my problems was my glasses steamed up right at the beginning and I couldn't see where I was going. I kept on tripping over things. It's quite smooth, but you hit bumps and lumps and that makes it very tough. So it is a bit slow the first round. And then once you're around that, then the sun comes up and it's really nice being able to run through the trees and through the woods, and it's really refreshing. Then the third round, you're really exhausted, so all you want to do is finish. So you don't really enjoy the scenery so much. But the second round was good. I enjoyed that.
It's the first time that you ran in Oroville?
First time I've been to Oroville. I've been many times to Pondi, but I've never actually come inside Oroville before. So, and the first time I've run this marathon, definitely, yes.
And what did you perceive running in Oroville? How is your perception about this place?
It's a very friendly place. It seems very clean and tidy, which is very nice. Everyone was very helpful. All the volunteers were, you know, really helpful, and it was really nice to be part of it. And there's a kind of, you know, just feeling of celebration here, so that's good.
Positive feelings.
Sorry?
Positive feelings.
Yeah, positive, yeah, definitely.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, then.
Thank you very much.
Sorry, Praveen.
Yeah.
Praveen.
From Chennai. From Triathlon Tribe. That's a club that we run in Chennai.
And you are here with your groups?
I'm here with my cycling group. Pretty active cycling group from Chennai. Yeah, so it's pretty much cross-training for all of us. And huge gang for 10K, half, and couple for the full.
So how it was the day?
It's the first half that I've done on a trail marathon. And I think the Oroville welcome is exceptional. We just enjoyed everywhere. People were cheering us all through. And for one, I did not have any need for the hat because it was a canopy that we were running through. And phenomenal. I'm coming back next year.
And something that you would like to improve next year?
Well, if we have an aerial view or some video of the trail, it'll be easy for us to conceptualize what we are reaching out to.
But the problem is the canopy, as you said.
It is. Yes.
It's a grass.
Yes.
Everything is
no, good. But it was pretty good. Lovely.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
I'll see you next year.
Yeah, I didn't also want to.
Hello, I'm coming with the microphone.
Okay.
So, you were part of the organizing team, the people that...
No, we were just called last minute to volunteer to help direct the runners here at Gaia.
Okay, just to share with you, all the people are amazed by the welcoming of Oroville. So, can you share something about this welcoming and cheering the people and helping the people.
Well, that's the least we can do, no, for them. They're the yes. ones who are doing all the work. So if we can make it a little easier by cheering them up and encouraging them, yeah, sure.
And you participate also last year?
Helping in the organizing and a little bit like that, yeah.
So have you seen any difference between last year and this year?
Well, a lot more people, a lot more runners. And
they really appreciate, even like if you cheer them, they say very politely, like, thank you, as if they don't really expect it. So I think it's on both sides. Like, I think they feel very encouraged by being cheered up by volunteers, and the volunteers, like, oh, they say thank you and, you know, being appreciated. So.
Yes, I felt driving with the bicycle on the trail very... a very positive energy between the runners, and also when I was passing by in front of the stall with the water and everything, was a very good energy. I think this energy somehow is shared, and the people yes. is perceiving it. Also, yeah. Orovi somehow is getting from
yeah,
them.
I think it's wonderful that we can host such a good event. I mean, really, it brings out the best in people. I think sports, something like that, you know, to surpass yeah. yourself and this challenge, and really, it's inspiring for everybody.
Like yeah. common accomplishment or something, no? That yeah, yeah, so, yeah. No, definitely. I share your opinion. There's a very good energy, and even now with so many people, you know, afterwards, and yeah. So
just keep it up.
Exactly.
Let's do it again.
Yes, we should have these events more often, whether it's sports or yeah, related to any other form of community engagement or so. It's yeah
probably is one of the most the biggest community engagement event, because I see many of Orovilians and also the people that doesn't participate directly on helping, they cheers, so mm-hmm. I think it's one of the probably the biggest one in Oroville, to put the people together smiling at the same time.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah,
and it will get bigger, I think, every year. So yeah, we should keep this up, definitely.
Okay, now I take your names because I didn't ask at the beginning.
Anandamai.
Elke.
Thank you very much, Anandamai. Thank you. Elke. I see. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. How many hours, Jesse?
Sorry, what?
How many hours are you here?
Me, I came here at 4:30. So I've been here now for 4:30, now it's 10, 5.5 hours. 4:30, 5.
You close your full marathon?
Sorry, what?
Did you close your full marathon of cheating?
Did I? Oh, all right, yeah, exactly right. There's a marathon of running and there's a marathon of talking. we haven't finished yet. No, there's more runners coming. So we're just waiting for the last runners to come through. There's still quite a few people on the road walking, I think. So
you are the official voice of the marathon since quite a long
time. I don't know if I'm the official voice, but
they recognize it.
They've asked me to do it for the last 2 years, and I've always said yes. So I mean, I'll keep doing it as long as they ask me. So
it's great. Yeah.
You think so?
Yes, okay. Very much.
Okay.
All the people are enjoying to be cheered up by you.
Okay, I think some people enjoy it, but the ones who are still in bed trying to get some sleep. It's like, good morning, Orville. If you're still in bed at 5:30, you got to get up now because...
You have to pump up more.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I don't think everybody would agree with that. Making a lot of noise early on Sunday morning.
Yeah, let's make the loudspeakers all around the road.
Sorry, what?
We let's put all many loudspeakers around.
More speakers.
The train.
Yeah, exactly right. Pump up the volume. Pump up the volume.
Yeah, but how is your feeling too?
Yeah, really good. Really good vibe. Everyone's really happy. There's always a great feeling at these events. Everyone's so positive and on it. I just see another runner coming. I'll just get this. All right, he's running a full marathon. That's 42 kilometers. He's number 1018. He's got a beautiful smile on his face. The joy of running as he comes through 5 hours, 33 minutes. That's what it's all about, boys and girls. Loving the experience. This is the 2013 Oroville Marathon. These events are motivated by two things. The love of running and the love of being together. Nobody here is paid, there's no sponsorship, there's no money. It's just about having a good time. Everybody's here to support this great event. Here they come, they both run full marathons. 1216 and 1010. They're both lucky numbers, and they run 42 kilometers in 5 hours, 33 minutes. Minutes. When that bus is there at waiting, we'll make another announcement just to let you know that there is another bus going, and we will make sure that you know about that bus when it's going so that you can be on it if you want to be on it. Right, the bus is here if you want to get on that bus. In the meantime, we have full marathon runner 1238 coming through with 5 hours 35 and 1084. Oh yeah! 5 hours 35 minutes. Spectacular run. Here they come. Look at that. They're glowing. They're on fire. 1073 and 1276 setting the track alight as they move down past the finish line with 5 hours 35 minutes. They're on it like a car bonnet. Here he comes. Arms pumping, thumping in time. That's me. He's pointing to the number 1205. Rock the show with 5 hours 35. He sails past like an eagle. Here he comes. 1272. Looks like a professional runner. Look at the moves, the style. Hammers it through at 5 hours 35. Here he comes. He knows he doesn't need to hurry. He knows he's achieved everything he needs to achieve. The only person he needs to impress is himself. And he looks pretty pleased with himself. 1265, congratulations. You've made it 42 kilometers. The full marathon. 5 hours, 36 minutes. Here he comes, 1074. Moving like a steam train. 5 hours, 36. There they come, he's working the crowd, high fives left and right. He knows how to make the blubber. He's just run the full marathon, 42K. 42K in 5 hours, 36 minutes. Level 180, light on his feet, 5 hours, 36 minutes. All right, the Buster Pundi is here. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you want to be on that bus, and you want to go to Pundi on that bus, then get on that bus, because that bus is going to Pundi. You can have both your desires met at the same time. You can get on a bus and go to Pundi. Aruna from Ananya, where are you? We need you here at the microphone area. Aruna from Ananya. Aruna from Ananya, please come to the microphone area. All right, they're up full marathon, 1026.
What happened?
Number 181 for the time of 5 hours, 37 minutes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Congratulations, Ravi.
Thank you, thank you.
How are you?
It was fine. It was the first marathon.
So?
It was my first full marathon.
Wow.
And I really enjoyed. In fact, I'm feeling high.
You're feeling very high.
Yeah.
You have the smile that
accomplishment.
Is bigger than your heart, the smile.
Yeah. Thank you.
Something for you. So, have you been before in Oroville?
Yeah, last year I ran 10 kilometers.
And this year?
This year full.
Quite a lot of changes.
Yes. In between I ran 10 half.
Oh my God. So you are a usual runner. And how it was this morning?
Sorry?
How it was this morning, right?
Morning was fine. It was dark, pitch dark for the first hour. And we managed with the lights. And then after sunrise, it was all fantastic. Trail is really good.
Trail is really good. And the people cheering around?
Yeah, yeah. They're fantastic. Thank you.
Okay, Ravi.
Thank you.
You again. Thank you.
Thank you.
¿Qué es lo que se llama?